This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
More than 250 people with felony charges in Wisconsin have been pardoned by Governor Tony Evers over the past few years. But as Laurel White reports, the political history of pardons in Wisconsin is complicated, and the future of the program isn't certain.
It was Jason Alston's first night in prison.
And the first thing, my cellmate at the time was like, "Man, what you doing here?" I'm like, "I got in trouble."
Alston had been convicted of having marijuana and cocaine with the intent to sell it, felony charges. But his cellmate said Alston, just based on first impressions, didn't seem like that kind of guy.
He's like, "Man, you don't look like you belong in here." And I kind of took that like, yeah, you're right.
So Jason Alston made the decision on his first night in prison that he was going to turn his life around.
You know, because everybody has a choice to make the right decisions in life. And unfortunately, I didn't at the moment, but I knew then I wanted to start to.
So Alston served 19 months. Then he got his bachelor's degree and went to culinary school, became an executive chef, opened his own restaurant in Milwaukee. But he still had felon attached to his name. And that made it harder to do things like qualify for some programs during school and to get an apartment. Alston lived with those challenges for about 20 years until April 2nd, 2021. When Governor Tony Evers pardoned him.
I am one of those people that believe in redemption.
In an interview with PBS Wisconsin, Evers said pardons are one of the most meaningful things he does as governor.
All that is about corrections isn't about punishment. It's about getting people ready to reenter life.
Before Evers was elected, the pardon program in Wisconsin was dormant for 8 years. Former Governor Scott Walker halted the program after he took office in 2011. He stuck to his decision, even when thousands signed a petition asking him to pardon Stephen Avery, whose case was made famous in the Netflix series Making a Murderer. In a 2016 interview with WTMJ-TV, Walker acknowledged he had drawn a line in the sand on pardons.
Well, I have, and I think this is a good example, where a pardon shouldn't be based on a TV show. A discussion about this should be based on evidence.
It should be based on evidence and the decisions of the courts, according to Walker. He told the Associated Press in 2013 that he had, quote, a hard time undermining the actions of a jury and of a court. But the difference between Evers and Walker on pardons shouldn't be considered a split between a Democratic governor and a Republican one. Mark Osler is a law professor at the University of St. Thomas and an expert on clemency. He says there typically isn't a partisan split over the value of pardons.
Not in the sense that blue states do more clemency than red states. If anything, it's the other way around.
Osler points out that in the last few years, states like Oklahoma and Alabama have granted clemency to more than 800 people a year. In Wisconsin, former Republican governors Tommy Thompson and Scott McCallum issued pardons, and so did former Democratic governor Jim Doyle. Between the three of them, more than 550 people were pardoned in Wisconsin over a 24-year period. Since taking office, no prominent Republicans have criticized Evers' more than 250 pardons over 2 years.
Both my parents were in the medical field, and they spent their lives trying to give people second chances physically. And I think this is one around giving people second chances spiritually.
Evers faces re-election in 2022, and his most high-profile Republican challenger so far is Walker's former lieutenant governor, Rebecca Clayfish. Clayfish's campaign didn't respond to requests for comment about whether she would follow in Walker's footsteps and suspend the pardon program again. And law professor Mark Osler says drawing that same line in the sand might drive away some prominent Republican donors, like the Koch brothers, who champion clemency. When Evers took office, there were hundreds of pardon requests waiting for him. Whether a backlog like that will start to pile up again in Wisconsin is an open question, at least until Election Day 2022. Laurel White, Wisconsin Public Radio.